This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate 184 newly constructed Type 7 multi-storey flats for Members of Parliament, MPs at Baba Kadak Singh Marg in New Delhi today. On this occasion, Prime Minister will also plant a sindoor sapling at the residential premises. He will also interact with Shramjeevis and address the gathering. More from our correspondent.
The residential complex is designed to be self-sufficient and is equipped with a full range of modern amenities to meet the functional needs of members of parliament. It incorporates environmentally sustainable features that contribute to energy conservation, renewable energy generation, and effective waste management. The complex is also Divyangjan friendly, demonstrating a commitment to inclusive design. Each residential unit offers approximately 5,000 square feet of carpet area, providing ample space for both residential and official functions. Dedicated areas for offices, staff accommodation, and a community center have been included to support members of parliament in fulfilling their responsibilities as public representatives. All buildings within the complex are constructed to be earthquake resistant in accordance with modern structural design norms. A comprehensive and robust security system has been implemented to ensure the safety of all residents. Pallavi Parmar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has attributed the success of Operation Sindoor to the power of cutting-edge technology and Make in India initiative in defence production. Addressing a gathering in Bengaluru, Mr. Modi said the entire world has witnessed the new face of New India as the country's armed forces destroy terrorist hideouts deep across the border and compelled Pakistan to retreat within hours.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर में भारतीय सेनाओं की सफलता सीमा पार कई किलोमीटर भीतर आतंकवादी ठिकानों को नेस्त नाबूद करने की ताकत और आतंकवादियों के बचाव में उतरे पाकिस्तान को कुछ ही घंटों में घुटनों पर लाने की हमारी क्षमता पूरी दुनिया ने नए भारत के इस स्वरूप के दर्शन किए हैं.
Called for greater self-reliance in technology, the Prime Minister stressed for zero-defect, zero-effect manufacturing standards. Mr. Modi said Bengaluru has placed India on the global IT map and now it must lead in emerging technologies and manufacturing to fulfill the vision of Viksit Bharat. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will distribute crop insurance claims worth over 3,200 crore rupees to more than 30 lakh farmers during an event in Junjunu, Rajasthan today. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare said that the claims payments will be digitally transferred to bank accounts of farmers through Direct Benefit Transfer, DBT. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has issued notice to Congress leader Rahul Gandhi seeking documents to back his allegations of voter fraud during 2024 Lok Sabha elections. In a notice issued by Chief Electoral Officer, CEO of Karnataka, Mr. Gandhi has been asked to provide documents to substantiate his allegations of vote theft in Mahadevpura Assembly segment, which is part of Bengaluru Central Lok Sabha seat. It sought the details after the opposition leader's press conference in New Delhi on August 7. The ECI said that the documents for the claims can be provided so that a detailed inquiry could be conducted in the matter. Relief and rescue operations are ongoing in the Harshil and Dharali regions of Uttarkashi district of Uttarakhand following recent natural disasters. The administration, armed forces and other agencies have launched full-scale efforts to restore normalcy. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has directed officials to expedite all relief efforts. The India Meteorological Department, IMDS, forecast very heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh during the next 7 days. IMD also issued orange colour warning in these states for today. India's young women pugilists clinched gold as India finished with 14 medals at Asian Under-19 Boxing Championships in Bangkok, Thailand. India's Nisha won the 54 category and Muskan clinched gold in 57 kg. Category. And that is the end of this news bulletin.